Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
How's your experience been so far this weekend? Is this your first time here?
Yes. Yep, this is our first time here in Art San Diego, and we've had a great weekend. I'm showing a variety of my series, two or three series, which I've themed together for the show as a nautical theme. My work is collage. A lot of people look at it and might think it's a digital print, but when you get closer to the work, you can see that it's all cut and paste by hand, which really changes the way that you view the work. My work, like Radiation behind me, uses a lot of old botanical images from the early 18 and early 1900s. The basic concept behind my work is repackaging what exists in the world to tell a new story. And in doing that, I'm curating together many different artists. They all had their own flavors, you know, with each of these different things that they drew. And that, as they come together, they create a new vibe. So these flowers, some of them are so old that they're the first representation of that particular flower being printed in a book in color, which I think is cool. So Radiation, it's kind of got a cool concept behind it. The astronaut wears a suit to protect himself. But you see all these sort of radiation effects coming off of him. And it raises the question, is he wearing a suit to protect himself? Or is he wearing the suit to protect the environment from him? Maybe a little bit of a nod to where we've come out of the pandemic.
That's incredible, yeah. It's very interesting how you said you combine multiple artists' pieces there.
Yeah.
Speaking on that topic, as an artist who's here at this type of event, what do you find valuable about being here around the people, getting to talk, having conversations? Can you explain a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, whenever you show work, you get to talk about your work and interact with the art itself and with new people. People always have ideas about the art, and I always felt like the art has its own life. I have perspective and you have perspective. When we share our perspectives, we give life to the art. And over time, people will talk about the art in different ways. Sometimes you're having arguments, heated discussions, or you know, you're laughing about what you've seen, or you're thinking about new things that you've thought. And when you have a piece of art in your home, you get to be armed with all the conversations that you have over the years. So sometimes I'm telling you about a piece and you'll give me an idea or a viewpoint that I hadn't thought of. And if I like that, I add it to the story. Next time I tell the story, I'll use your viewpoint within the realm of that telling. But sharing art with other people in a forum like this, it's a great experience for everybody, a great experience for the collector, a great experience for the artist. You get to see other work and think about what works and how it's going to work for you later on. I've been inspired all over the floor here today with new things that I'm going to take away, ideas I might try, little bits and pieces that I'll use for you know, new inspiration.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.